Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come to your homes, automobile, place, confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your life brand new. Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls, from their sins. Make you brand new, praise God. Called you to live a life to get you ready for heaven. We have a message we've been preaching all this month, talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God. To receive the Holy Ghost. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. When the Holy Ghost come in us, we got the power to live a life to please God. God wants 24-hour Christians, not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants Christians to live right Monday morning, on the job, walking down the street, in the stores. Wherever you be, let your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. I'm not ashamed of my Jesus. The Lord wants people to lift up Jesus on the job, walking down the street. Let people know I am not like the world. I don't gossip and backbite like the world. Praise God. I speak what I know. Testify what I have seen. Let your words be yea, yea, and nay, nay. Talk what you know. When you get the Holy Ghost will teach you. He'll put salt in your conversation. Your words will be few because the Spirit of God will guide you and cause you to be able to hold your tongue, keep your tongue, and be careful in what you say. You don't just run your mouth and offer something you don't know nothing about, but you just, amen, speak what you know. And what you don't know, keep your mouth, keep your tongue, keep your, amen, self. Let your words be few. I'm talking what I know. Glory to God. Because when the Lord saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, I watch what I say. Glory to God. And when I talk about Jesus, amen, I let the Holy Ghost have his way. Hanamahanda, hitamahaya. Well, glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sit, man. Missionary Velvet, let's go to St. John 16 and 13. What did the Bible say? St. John 16, 13. What is that? Amen. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you.
How be it
when he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
He will guide you into all truth.
Now, Missionary Velvet read in an earlier broadcast, the world can't receive the Holy Ghost. Let you know, a sinner can't receive this. You can't get baptized with the Holy Ghost. You got to go through Jesus and get washed in the blood of the Lamb. So a lot of people talk about, well, I have the Holy Spirit. No, you don't. Amen. You got a spirit, but it's sure not holy. Amen. You can't receive this. You got to go through Jesus to get the Holy Ghost. Jesus got to do his part. He got to sanctify you holy. Well, I repent of my sin. Repent is good. You repent of your sin, lay your foundation, and repent of your sin. But you got to go through Jesus. Let Jesus wash you in the blood and get that sinful nature out of you. Amen. So that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. David repented too. Amen. Jacob and all those people repented. But they needed Jesus. You need to go through Jesus. Because Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. You just can't repent of your sins and, amen, get godly sorrow and repent of your sins and jump over top of Jesus and get the Holy Ghost. It don't work like that. You got to go through him. Hallelujah. Because he's the door. Glory to God. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda, Hilamasikanda. Oh, glory. Praise our God. So many Christians, they lay a wonderful foundation. They repent of their sins. They get godly sorrow. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Praise our God. You get godly sorrow. Hallelujah. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya. That's beautiful. Halamasikanda. Because so many people can't repent. I'm glory to God. That's another message, glory to God. But I'm telling you, glory to God, when you repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you, it works that mess out your heart. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Amen. But that root of sin that we inherited from the fall of Adam, repentance, godly sorrow, can't root that out. That's why King David, and that's why the Old Testament saints couldn't go to heaven like they could in the state that they were in. They had to wait for Jesus to come. Jesus came into the world to open up the way so that we can make it to the kingdom. We can go to heaven. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross. He went down in the grave and preached to King David. He preached to all those Old Testament patriarchs so that they can get sanctified through the blood. Praise God. Now, I know some preachers, well, amen, Ella Holmes, I don't know nothing about that. All right, you don't know nothing about it because you didn't receive it. Glory to God. I received it. That's why I know about it. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda, Hilamasikanda. The Lord sanctified me. Halamasikanda, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I can live right. Missionary Vera and I have been married since June of 1993. This is October 2022. We still in love. We still married. Praise our God. I'm just married to one woman. Praise God. Amen. One woman. Amen. So Missionary Velvet. Praise God. That's the only one I'm married to. Praise our God. That's the only one I love. That's my wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't like some of these Christians out here. So-called Christians out here. Amen. Be divorcing and remarrying. Oh, that's not me. Because I'm sanctified. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Halamasikanda, Hilamahaya. What glory? I believe in living holy. Halamasikanda, Hilamahaya. What glory to God? Praise our God. When you get the Holy Ghost in you, get God in your soul. Praise our God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth. You hear me? He will guide you into all truth. He'll cause a man to love his wife. You can be in love with one another. I love Missionary Velvet. Praise God. We in love. You hear me? In October 2022, we still in love. Hanamahanda, Hidamahaya, Hanamashanda. What glory to God. Amen. Well, amen, amen. You may be in love, but I'm having problems with my husband. Y'all in the church and God, you having problems. You better go back to the altar and get it again. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda, Hilamasikanda. Because when you get what I'm talking about, it causes a man to love his wife and a wife love her husband. You have a holy home. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda, Hilamasikanda. What glory to God.
You reason together.
You'll be able to understand and reason together. You hear me? Praise our God. I'm telling you, when you get the Holy Ghost in you like I'm talking about, praise our God, Missionary Velvet and I talk things over. Praise our God. We reason together. We praise our God. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, Halamashanda, Hilamasikanda. What glory to God. Praise our God. Amen. You got these people divorcing and remarrying and talking about they got the Holy Spirit. You better get it again. Because you get what I'm talking about, child. It causes a man love his husband. Husband love his wife. And a wife love her husband. You hear me? Praise our God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. The Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth. That's what it say. What else it say, Missionary Bell?
He said, how be it when the Spirit of truth he come? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Amen. And that's why I heard, that's why I experienced, that's why I speak. I speak the truth. Let you know Jesus is in the midst. When Jesus in the midst, you can have peace. Because he's the Prince of Peace. When he come in your soul. Hallelujah. 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 Well, glory to God. Praise our God. Amen. It's a hot message, Missionary Velvet. I'm telling you, this is a hot message. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you the truth, praise our God. I'm telling you, it's steaming here. Glory to God, amen. Praise our God. I'm telling you, amen. We on WYL in Scotland Neck. I'm telling you the truth, glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, it's steaming. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Praise our God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, holiness is right, people. Holiness is right. Glory to God. If you plan on going to heaven, you got to be holy. You hear me? Praise our God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. The power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, glory to God. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, perform miracles. What glory to God. Deliver the people and set the people free. Lord, put a protection around the folks. The devil is raging out here in the streets of the cities around. Drive-by shootings. People being shot. Look, babies. Look, children. It's being shot down. It's so sad. Glory to God. But Lord, put a shield around the people. Protect your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind them demons and devils that want to shoot people. And, amen. Shoot innocent bystanders. Lord, bind them devils. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise, and the song say, come by here. Come by here, Lord. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come by here. Somebody's crying. Somebody's praying. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come on by here. You heard the message that Ella Holmes preaching and prayer that he prayed. Because we all need the Lord. We need him more than ever before. And he is the answer for us. You believe that the Lord it will come to your rescue. Just give it to him. And though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, Jesus loves you even more. And it's if you can have victory in Jesus Christ, you are not forgotten and you are not forsaken. Jesus is there all the time. Just call on the name of Jesus and he will answer you. Though in the free world, think of your prayer as a part of our ministry. Pray for us as we pray for you. Though, I mean, if you need help and need a helping hand, reach out because Jesus has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God love with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to believe that and hold on to that because Jesus is your solution. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the Missionary Velvet and I do ministry. Soon we get a green light going back into jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with one of the pastors. Missionary Velvet say that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts. gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.